First of all, I'm delighted to say that based on your requests and you know, some of the feedback that we're getting, we actually now have the show available to you as an audio and or video podcast. So if for whatever reason you're not able to you know, make it to the live show and stuff like that, you now have the video and audio available to you, both on the Zoom, the iTunes, and of course, if you're into it, you could do RSS as well, depending on how you like to get your content. The URLs for those are right on the screen there. By the way, for your Zoom there, make sure you put in that Zoom:// and then that way your Zoom will open up right away. For iTunes, takes you to the podcast homepage, so you can get it from there. And of course, the RSS feed, you have it there. If you do want to get only the audio in the RSS, just change that D3 video RSS to D3 audio RSS, and you're good to go. So hopefully we'll get you guys subscribing to that, have the shows automatically downloaded to you, and then I guess you can watch them on the go. So that's, make sure you do that. Now, end of April, TechFest 2012 is going on in Vancouver. So if you happen to be in the area, there's actually, as much as there's great content throughout the entire day, we're actually going to be there. I'll be there, Paul LeBerge will be there, and we're gonna be doing two different tracks going on at the same time. One, of course, focusing on Azure, and we're gonna be taking you from the beginning to the end, and the beauty of it, of course, is that there's gonna be hands-on stuff in there. So it's not just me talking, it's not just Jeff King talking, it's actually, you know, you go in there, you bring in your laptops, make sure you have the tools ready to go, and we'll actually build some stuff and get you, you know, used to working with Windows Azure. Same thing on the mobile side, right? We have Paul, and he's doing a Windows Phone 7 workshop. And of course, if you have ideas, it is a workshop, so bring in your ideas, and then, you know, he can help you actually build your application, and maybe hopefully even leave with the application already done. So if you're in the Vancouver area, VancouverTechFest.com, make sure you sign up. Space is, in fact, I believe, limited. And of course, the highlight of it all is that the keynote is actually by none other than Mr. Scott Guthrie. Now, for you guys here watching D3, we are, in fact, actually going to be recording the keynote, which is actually kind of cool. And we'll be watching it live with you guys on the May show. So stay tuned to that if you're not able to see it in person. Of course, if you're keeping up with our blogs and the various news from the group here, there's actually a whole bunch of application workshops that are happening throughout the country. Now, they come in two different varieties. One, of course, is the web and cloud. The other one is the mobile and cloud. I have the URL at the bottom there for you if you are, in fact, interested in showing up and participating in one of these workshops. Unlike your usual meeting and stuff like that, these are really catered towards you bring in your ideas, and you have experts there to help you out. So, you know, if you don't have one, that's cool. We actually have a whole bunch of different ideas for you to get started, or you could always do a hands-on lab if that's the way that you prefer to do it. So, whole bunch of different dates happening throughout throughout Canada, and maybe even more being announced as we go, as we see the demand for it. So check out devs3.ms/app workshops and you'll get all the info for that. Moving on, of course, the beauties of Tech Days TV. And hopefully you guys are actually watching Tech Days TV every other week. For April, we do have two Windows Phone sessions. Again, for those of you who are looking at building Windows Phone applications, these really are kind of sessions to help you kind of go that extra mile and hopefully solve any problems that you might be incurring. So the first one coming up on April the 10th is Win 180 with Atlee Hunter. Now this one is an interesting session only because it's not actually talking about technical features or anything like that. This is purely, you know, he's built over 70 applications. He's building another 50 this year, which is an insane amount. But what he's done is he's developed a session where he basically shares with you some of the things that he's learned, let's just say the hard way. And so he wants to share that with you so that you actually get all of that information up front without having to necessarily go through all of the difficulties yourself. So you can catch that on April the 10th. And then 2 weeks later, of course, April 24th, we'll do another one. Now, this one is a little bit more specific, but really talks to a very, very cool feature of Windows Phone 7 and 7.5, which are push notifications and the live tiles. Now, if you haven't heard anything about either one of those, that's definitely a session that you want to attend so that you can actually see what all the buzz is about and why is Windows Phone different than Android and the iPhone and so on and so forth. So Ares is going to be going through all that on April 24th. And of course, as per the usual, if you guys aren't able to make it for the live show where you can actually ask questions and whatnot, they are and will be available on demand for you afterwards, and you can post your questions up in the Canadian Developer Connection LinkedIn group. Now, you heard me talk about this a whole bunch of times about the developer movement, and if you haven't yet heard me talk about the developer movement, this is really a really cool rewards program where, you know, if you're building Windows Phone applications, you can actually get a whole bunch of really cool rewards just for publishing your applications. So if you want more information on that, developermovement.ca. Reason why I bring it today, is because the deadline is coming up quite soon. Right? If you notice on there, May 20th is the deadline to submit your applications. Now, ideally, you want to do more than one application, right? Just because as the more applications you do, the sweeter the rewards get. So make sure to check that out. Make sure you get your applications in by May 20th so you can actually enjoy the rewards. Now, same thing, of course, on the Windows Azure side. Slightly different. For this one, all you have to do is actually just complete an intro lab before you even get started building your applications. And what the lab is really designed to do is kind of show you the different aspects of the platform and kind of show you what and how your development is slightly different when you're doing stuff with Windows Azure and when you're doing development for the cloud. So for that one, again, you're going to do a lab. Won't take you too long, but will really be an amazing learning experience for you to really get your feet wet with Windows Azure. And of course, you really get an exclusive developer movement t-shirt just for doing that. And of course, other cool prizes afterwards as you continue building your application. So same URL for that one, developermovement.ca. That one, deadline isn't coming up too fast, but you know, time does fly. So make sure you get started on that as soon as you can. And of course, you hear me talk about this pretty much every month, but the Azure Camp Challenge is in fact still going on. Same concept there. You're going to have a lab that you do, gets you familiar with Windows Azure. And then of course, for this one, get a nice Timmy's card to reward yourself afterwards for spending the time and learning something new. So that one is azurecamp.ca/ACChallenge. And again, that one time-based also, so make sure to get your labs in as soon as possible. And that's really enough of me talking. I did promise you there's lots going on, especially now as we're kind of heading into the summer months and hopefully things are starting to slow down a little bit. You're gonna enjoy a little bit of the weather, and well, I mean, hopefully you're enjoying the weather. But.